Hey, freaks! Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend. If you're missing Distorted View, fear not! I will be back tomorrow with brand new episodes. Sideshow Freaks are not only getting a new episode today, they've been getting new exclusive shows all last week. Now, I want you to experience the Sideshow, too. Insert sales pitch here. Yes, I want you to experience the power of the Sideshow. It'll change your life. Magical, spiritual debt cancellation is possible if you sign up for the Sideshow. Today's the last day to go to superfreaksideshow.com/new and get a yearly membership for the discounted price of $60. I'm just like Peter Popoff. You gotta spend money to make money. You can't have debt cancellation without first giving me some of your money. All right, yes, the discounted price of $60 ends today. Please take advantage of it. Save yourself some money. Hope to see you on the DV member site. Again, new episodes resume tomorrow. Until then, I've got a classic episode for you today. This one's from May 6, 2009. Enjoy.
Newport, you're brought into
May 6, 2009, coming up on the program today, Biting Through the Shaft. Plus, liquid shit destroys another wedding. And newsflash, the elderly are useless and feeble. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, you are checking out the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Tim Henson. I'm the host of the program. If this is your first time listening to Distorted View Daily, let me tell you what we're all about.
Chicken tetrazzini.
No, we are, well, kind of.
No, baby, I don't squirt. I come all over the place.
Well, you're getting a bit closer. What we do here at Distorted View is we scour the darkest corners of the web and beyond in search of the truly bizarre. And then I present to you my findings. It's a lot of transsexual grannies and cum farts. I'm going to be honest with you. If you can't stomach Jap Scat, this might not be the podcast for you. All right, like I said, we do have a great program for you. At the top of the program, yesterday on the bonus Sideshow episode, I introduced you to racist porn from the 1970s. Now, we've played racist porn before on the show, but it was a little different than this. In the clips we played from the past, it was always, you know, a scary, big-dick black guy. And are there any other kind, really? And then there was some blonde chick who didn't want anything to do with them, but somehow she was forced to have sex with a black guy. And so during the whole scene, she would scream things like, "Get your goddamn monkey dick away from me! I don't want that gorilla dick anywhere near my want. The clip I played yesterday, though, it was, you know, the black guy's kind of being racist towards the white chick. Now, I've got another clip here from the scene. This is after all the black guys basically had their way with the white chick. And now a black chick enters the scene, and she's very unhappy. I guess the white chick stole her man from her.
I told you. Dick said he'd kill you if you touch me.
You know what I'm gonna do to you, hunky? I'm gonna let Stitch turn you inside.
Oh, Stitch is the black retard friend. You guys really need to be sideshow members to keep up with this.
I'm gonna let Stitch turn you inside out for a while, and then I'm gonna carve you.
Stitch has a great big monkey dick!
What, tit by tit?
No, please, I didn't.
Oh, what was that, tit by tit? Sounds like a sitcom from the 80s. We're doing it tit by tit.
I'm gonna let Stitch turn you inside out for a while, and then I'm gonna carve you up tit by tit.
No, please, I didn't mean it to happen this way. It just did.
This is just gonna happen too, baby. Get it? A happening. That's what we're gonna have.
Duke, no, I'll tell Duke when he gets back.
There won't be nothing left when he gets back.
You're gonna be dead, honky. All right.
Duke's a silly.
Oh, that's Stitch.
Duke's a silly.
I think they got a real retard.
You like that, Stitch? You want to try some, huh? Open your legs, hunky. Let them see what you got.
From now on, guys, I want you to use that line right before you have sex with someone. Open your legs, hunky, and let's see what we got. It might be a good pickup line, actually.
Open your legs, hunky. Let them see what you got. Get on the bed, man.
Here we go. Black retard on honky sex. That's a
now
niche.
Now you just lay there, baby, because Titch is going to give you the best fucking you ever had in your life. Just like he did me last night.
Oh, you let Stitch fuck you?
Look at it, Stitch. You can fuck her here. She'll like it. It's a tight little asshole.
She's really directing the whole scene.
Go on, Stitch. Fuck her in the ass.
There he goes.
Now it's my turn.
Mama, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna cut her tit off.
No, you ain't. Duke said not to hurt me.
Oh, is Stitch going to come to the rescue? Oh. Stitch is dead. She stabbed him.
Nice try, honky. But it was all for nothing. Now I'm gonna cut you up in little pieces. Left tip first.
In the last second, she was shot by the white devil's new boyfriend. There you go, just a little more interracial porn from the 1970s. Moving on, you know, I've been fascinated with schizophrenics for the past week or two here on Distorted View, and I've got some new audio for you. There's no way I can possibly explain everything going on here, but thankfully, Corey really is my soulmate in life, I think, because he too is fascinated with schizophrenics, and he actually dealt with this crazy broad. You can read all about it on his website, buttfudgesunday.com. I'll put a link. There's tons of MP3 links to this crazy bitch and links to her website. It's a fascinatingly disturbing read. But he's been very kind, and he's letting me introduce you all to this lady who calls herself, let me get this right, Army Special Officer Number 22839. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know her real name. So Corey was volunteering for a time at a political organization in the spring and summer of 2005. And this woman apparently left 83 calls on the voicemail line. Let's take a listen to one of her first messages.
Next message. Message marked urgent.
I just want you to know that I am not crazy. I am.
All right, well, first of all, I have to stop you right there, Army Officer Number 22835 or whatever. If you start off your message with, I just want you to know I'm not crazy, there's a good chance you are.
I'm not lying. This is the sickest shit in the world.
I'm interested.
I'm telling you, this is true. Kansas is going to blow up, and nobody gives a good goddamn but me. And I am calling the Attorney General. I have even called the White House and begged for the life of my children and the people of Kansas. And this is what these motherfuckers do to me. This is the fucking end of the world that I am wrapped all around with, and I am actually talking to this man who says he's just into it via a tether by God. Not NASA, not the space station, not Balmoral, not Radio Shack. By God, God of Abraham. You see what I'm but there is an entire reality that needs world comitia to address. There are children, I have seen children who were raised for nothing else but sex with adults.
Now, I should point out here that when this lady called in to the political organization, on their caller ID, it would come up as a Kansas insane asylum, just so you know.
But sex with adults, mostly white men.
White devils!
Many of them don't even have gag reflex. Do you know how a child uses a gag reflex? They start raping it orally as an infant. Man. These are the things that I have to tell
you. So they're raised without a gag reflex. An argument for pedophilia? You discuss.
Many of them don't even have gag reflex. Do you know how a child uses a gag reflex?
Oh, I know how children have gag reflexes. All right, let's continue on here.
He and a man named Ice-T, a rapper named Ice-T.
What does Ice-T have to do with this?
He and a man named Ice-T, a rapper named Ice-T, spent much of their time to get children out here, but they're tagged like animals. End of message.
Wait. What? I'm not sure exactly how Ice-T figures into this, but then she calls back and name checks some more celebrities.
Next message. Message marked urgent.
Oh my goodness. I forgot to tell you about David Arquette.
David Arquette, of all people! He's in cahoots with Ice-T! An unlikely pair, yes, but that's what makes it so sinister! Dun, dun, dun!
Oh my goodness. I forgot to tell you about David Arquette. These Hollywood people have the burning.
At least someone's thinking about David Arquette these days, you know what I mean?
It's a hate. It's a look in the eyes. It's not a fiery spirit. Sometimes it can be confused. Like Maria Shriver, I'm on the edge about her. But
she's still on the fence about Maria Shriver.
Some of these people definitely have the hate or a burning. Like Julia Roberts, Tyra Banks, all these young people in this magazine. And who is leading them? Who is leading them to it? And I want to know, is it David Arquette? Is it David Arquette? Is it Demi Moore? Is it Bruce Willis? Who is Colin Farrell? Really? He queers me. He's beautiful, but he queers me.
He queers you? Well, he certainly queers me too, lady. Does some celebrity queer you? If so, please leave me a tweet at my Twitter account. I'm curious. I'm curious who queers you. What I don't understand is she's saying something about all these celebrities. There's something about these celebrities, but I don't understand what she's trying to get at. Like, are they evil? Are they, is it some sort of world domination plot by the Hollywood elite? I don't understand. Is Don on the phone?
He's beautiful, but he queers me. But I'm really interested in David Arquette. David Arquette and all those people, Arquette, Alexis Arquette, but especially David, and Demi Moore.
If anyone's going to queer you, it should be Alexis Arquette.
And she's even completed this boy, Ashton Kutcher. He's changed, and all of them got that baby fat thing, but they got to get a young man.
What?
Madonna and this guy, Richie, what is he like? Gene Kelly's great. He's an Irish Jew, and he's a boy, and she must be in agony to be with him. But it's all for ritualistic purpose.
Madonna must be in agony for marrying an Irish Jew.
I don't want to worry you about your children. I worry about everybody's children because I hate yearbooks. And I have a thing.
She hates yearbooks? What?
About this place called Scholastic Photography. So I'm not trying to make you afraid. I just always want you to be aware that these people are sick and they are escalating. And these are things that shouldn't be done, but it's like...
Okay, and that's pretty much the whole voicemail. I mean, there are like 81 more messages we haven't played, but I doubt we'd even be able to start putting the pieces of this puzzle together. Corey, here's a question for you. Do you understand what this woman is saying? I mean, obviously she's talking nuts, but what is she at least insinuating or getting at? Please email me with your thoughts. Moving away from schizophrenics for just a second, I've got a great cock gagging plus clip. You know what the plus means, of course, right? Puke. Plus always means puke when I'm referring to cock gagging. So yeah, this guy apparently likes it when his girlfriend pukes all over his cock. So here she is, deep-throating him, and then up comes the chunks.
Sorry, Father.
By the way, MTV is playing in the background, and it's really annoying. I apologize.
Sorry, Father.
I'm yours.
Draw.
Love the cock gagging sound. Very nice. Here comes the puke. Almost. Here it comes. Now, that was just the first. There's more coming up. Right there. Yeah, that was a big puke right there. You can hear all of it splashing. There are all sorts of chunks all over this guy's balls. His cock is covered in, like, milky white puke. It's a real mess.
Just
trying to puke again.
What if you have a 3-year, I mean, a forever one? Great,
yeah, some came up.
I think it's important to make that.
Love when they start like choking on their own puke.
I think so.
You get the idea. We'll end on a puke here. How about that? All right, some cock gagging for your Wednesday. Moving on. Now, at this point, I really just want to get into the news stories, but Steve emailed me with a new Chris Chan video, and I've got to play it for you. I cannot not play this. All right, let's take a listen, see what Chris Chan is up to.
Captain's log, stardate April 28th, 2009.
You were such a fag!
It has come to my attention that certain videos of the naughty nature have been have been leaked to the trolls, and they have been added to the ED page.
That's Encyclopedia Dramatica, a great website in case you've never been there.
And I want to talk a little bit about the subject matter of those two videos.
No. What did you do now? What did the trolls make you do now? One of the trolls, of course, is his fake girlfriend, Ivy, who makes him, you know, record sex videos, and then, lo and behold, they pop up on, like, you know, Encyclopedia Dramatica or any number of websites, and he just doesn't get it.
I recycle my own semen.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, yes, I do masturbate. I'm not ashamed to admit it. As a lot of guys, I'm sure, have done the same thing in their time. Anyway,
what do you mean by recycle, exactly?
Basically, into the cup, and, I recycle it. So that way, I won't lose any unborn children.
That is quite possibly the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So then I can also still have a good number of
sperm.
A good semen count. Keep maintaining that by recycling that.
That's not how it works, Chris.
Taste of it to the.
Oh, wait a second.
That by
what was that about
that.
The taste?
And depending on the taste of it to the original owners of their respective. Semen.
God, yes.
It's a good idea to recycle, but if you feel uncomfortable doing it or it tastes bad to you, then you don't have to do it.
All right. So the video in question I just happen to have here. Let's all take a listen to Chris drinking his own semen.
This is for my sweetest Ivy's eyes only.
Of course. Just for Ivy.
Here's some of my cum I just managed to pour out.
He's got a small, clear plastic cup filled with some cum.
Not to that much. That's usually a lot. Ugh. Couldn't find any chocolate syrup, but I have some orange soda.
Wait a second. He usually drinks his cum with chocolate syrup. Today he only has Fanta. Okay, so cum and orange soda. nice little cocktail he's making, and then down the hatch it goes.
Thumbs up. There you go, Ivy. Orange flavored gum.
I can't take any more of this. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of Distorted View's member site, the very exclusive SuperFreakSideshow.com, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Okay, so I guess it's not that exclusive. But it definitely does help support the program, and you get a lot of great stuff. Full access to the entire archive of programs, plus we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. As a matter of fact, yesterday, posted a bonus episode for Sideshow Freaks and a video cast. So if you want to check them out, sign up right now, SuperFreakSideshow.com. I really, really do appreciate all of my Sideshow members, so thank you very much for signing up. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from China. A secretary accidentally bit off the penis of her employer. How the hell do you accidentally bite someone's cock off? I hope to God she was at least giving him a blowjob. Otherwise, it's going to be kind of hard to explain how a penis got so close to a mouth in biting distance. You know what I mean? The Sinchu Daily in China Press reported yesterday that while the 30-year-old woman was performing oral sex on the man, okay, at least the story is plausible, the car was hit by a reversing van. Okay, now it's all making sense. The impact of the crash, as the China Press reported, caused the woman to bite off her lover's organ. The Daily reported that the incident occurred in a Singapore park. Oh, not China. I assumed it was China because the China Press reported on it. And they said it was from... It's the same fucking thing. China, Singapore, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't worry about the details of the story. That's what makes me different from other news organizations. To make matters worse for the woman, her husband... Oh, she wasn't single, eh? Her husband had sent a private investigator to spy on her after suspecting that she was being unfaithful. The investigator said he had followed the woman and her boss to the park. Quote, on reaching the park, they did not alight from the car. Not long after, the car started to shake violently. Bow-chicka-wow. After the car was hit by the van, there was a loud scream from the woman. You'd think it would be the guy who was screaming. There was a loud scream from the woman whose mouth was covered in blood and still stuffed with a hard cock. So that scream had to have been a little muffled. That was his cock popping out. All right. The woman later followed her lover to the hospital with part of the sex organ. The investigator, who called an ambulance to send the man to a hospital, said that this was the first time he had encountered such an incident. Well, I mean, no shit. How often does that happen? Second story we have for you today. The bride and the best man were put on IV drips. Meanwhile, the groom was vomiting and a bridesmaid needed an injection to ease her sickness. Sounds like a killer wedding. In fact, all 10 members of the wedding party who had flown to the Caribbean for what should have been the happiest day of Louise and Gareth Christie's lives were struck down by gastric illness. The couple, who had to postpone the ceremony for 6 days for everyone to recover, told Today how their dream wedding was left in tatters. As it was revealed, they are suing the holiday firm Thomas Cook over their ordeal. Mr. Christie, a landscape gardener, and his wife, both 28 years old, were staying at the 4-star Jamaica Grand Resort and now want compensation, blaming poor hygiene. Their children, Troy and Tristan, age 1 and 2, were also struck down by the illness. Apparently, when the couple arrived at the resort, their room was dirty, had cracked tiles on the floor, and smelt damp. The furniture was all worn. And after 3 days, quote, I began to feel very ill and had profuse diarrhea and vomiting. Sounds like a dream Caribbean wedding. Yeah, okay. Never said it was a highbrow program. All right, quote, after 3 days, I began to feel very ill and had profuse diarrhea and vomiting. In the end, a doctor was called to my room who administered a drip as I had become very dehydrated, said the blushing bride. That turned out to be a joke, as he attached the other end of the drip to a light shade using a pair of my husband's old bootlaces, as he did not have a stand for it. Best man Ross Beasley suffered from dehydration and also had to be put on a drip. The cause of the illness, which he and others suffered, has yet to be established. Mrs. Christie said she only went through with the wedding in the end because each party member had paid over £1,200 for the two-week trip. That is why they're suing. The lawyer who is representing the wedding party said this wedding will certainly be a day to remember, but for all the wrong reasons. What should have been a dream day turned into nothing short of a nightmare. A bloody, stooly nightmare. Not just for them, but for their young children and their family and friends. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. Just one more reason to hate the elderly. German police said an elderly man was so annoyed at hearing the same serenade over and over that he called authorities to report his neighbors. Only to discover the culprit was a musical greeting card on his windowsill.
Fatality!
Ooh, wishful thinking. Yes, police said Tuesday the 82-year-old from central Germany told officers he was sick of the music, which would come at irregular intervals at all hours. Upon further investigation, police found the musical greeting card on his windowsill, where occasional breezes opened the card just enough to play the irritating tune. Police said the retiree was happy to find out his neighbors weren't trying to annoy him.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a total, where did I park my car? Oh, no moment. I fucking hate the elderly. You didn't realize that that song was the same tune that was in your birthday card? Oh, my God, just fucking kill them all. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Tim, I don't want to be the 50th caller to point this out to you, but that song you played from 4 Pounds or whatnot, I guess your memory is just that terrible. That was the inspiration for you to get the auto-tuner, and it happened like a month ago.
Okay, well, then stop sending me 4 Pounds then.
I'm surprised, because he rarely repeats stuff, but no, that just happened a month ago, and that's what inspired you to get the...
I just forget these things. I mean, I knew that we played 4 Pounds. He sounded familiar. I just didn't know which 4 Pounds song we played, I guess.
Chico, Tim. This is a lifetime member in Maine. Hey, I got a question about the stool sample, the Bristol stool chart game show you're doing on Twitter.
Yes.
Now, is the consistency of the turd got to be as it comes out of your ass or after it hits the water? Because after it hits the water, it's going to change altogether.
Well, it's not like I'm leaving it in the bowl for, like, 30 minutes or anything. No, it just comes out of my ass and into... I would say how it comes out of my ass is how I judge it. Because sometimes I don't even look in the bowl after I'm done.
You can give me a heads up on that. Really love to play the game.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll say, as it comes out of my ass, what is the consistency?
Love the show, Tim.
It's important we have these rules and guidelines.
You go, Tim. Jess from Buffalo. I hope I'm going to say this right, since I just woke up and... I took Valium last night, so I'm a little foggy.
By the way, Roy Killer War posted a new video up on YouTube. I can't even play it on the show, because I can't understand one goddamn word. I posted it on my little Twitter feed for you guys to check out, asking what the hell was he on. He's obviously on, you know, some sort of Paula Abdul-like medication.
Listen, queefing. If your girlfriend queefs, it means you're fucking her good. Okay.
Oh.
It means, you know, you're banging her hard, and because you're banging her, you're banging so hard, the air's going up there, blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm either really good, or she's got a loose pussy, or she just gets that excited or something, but my...
Why, is it like... Like that?
She queefs almost every fucking time. And she's a squirter, too.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, she's not projectile squirting, but, you know, the bed.
No, baby, I don't squirt. I come all over the place.
I just happen to have that sound effect close to me today.
No. I mean, you want your girlfriend to queef, just bang her hard.
All right.
Bang her hard. Make her come really hard.
All right.
I mean,
if your girlfriend is not queefing, you're not fucking her hard enough. That's what he's saying.
What up, Timmy?
This is Olmos and Faye, a part of your Twitter followers.
Nice.
Just letting you know, this swine flu bullshit kind of sucked for me because I was supposed to go on a fucking a Mexican Riviera cruise out of California.
Oh, you'll be fine.
But instead, I'm going to Jamaica for 6 days. So, yeah.
That sounds fine.
I don't know if that actually, maybe the swine flu helped me out. Well, just calling to see if you would like any Jamaican Sotoman.
Oh, yeah. See if they have any weird kind of Pepsis or Cokes or specialty colas over there in Jamaica. I think I got one called Ting that's from Jamaica, so I already have one, but a listener sent it a while ago. But yeah, if you find some, send it my way.
Tim, Distorted View Daily's website only runs in, what is it, fucking Internet Explorer, and I finally got through to, like, the forum, and everything you click on is marked as crashed and should be repaired.
I know. You know what? That I haven't really been paying attention to the message board lately. I'm going to have to start over, I think. A whole new website is going to be coming up, I guess, as soon as I get done with this sideshow thing.
Hey, Tim, how's it going? Sideshow member here, Matt from SoCal.
Hi, Matt.
I just want to say that I think it's awesome that you played a Tourette's guy on the top of your show yesterday.
Oh, yes. We've played him many times before.
I had a question. I wonder if you could post that Tourette's guy remix on the Sideshow site so I can download that. And if you could also be awesome.
I didn't create that mix, but I think I can put a link to it on the show notes if I can find it again.
Post the 4 pound songs.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, just again, look that up on YouTube. It's the number 4 and then pound and then I think a couple Z's. I'm not sure.
Hey, Tim. This is Lucas calling from California.
Hi, Lucas.
I had a funny story today at a in between my first and second period, we were all chilling. And this chick was talking about how 2 girls, 1 cup is the worst thing in the world. So they get to the maggot, you know, pussy story. But
I don't know. What's worse, do you think? 2 girls, 1 cup or the 1 guy, 1 jar where, like, the glass jar blows up in his ass and then he's, like, fishing out the glass shards in his ass as blood is pouring out? Ew. I think that one might be a little worse.
I explained to everyone around me what shit swiper was.
And
yes. She wouldn't talk to me for the rest of the day. Made me feel pretty good being able to say I done more fucked up shit than most other people. Thanks, man. Bye.
You are welcome, I guess.
Hey, Tim. I'm a few days behind, and I just heard some girl calling in saying that she's your first transsexual listener. I got 2 words for her. Too late.
Ooh, snap. Well, you know, Sophia was the first male to female, but wasn't she saying that she was the first female to male? Oh, I guess that's not right. Oh, I don't know. Confused.
Hey, Tim. It's Jonathan from Bryan, Ohio. Just wanted to
call.
I bit my tongue.
Hey, that fucking hurt like shit. I don't know if that happened on a regular episode of the show or a sideshow exclusive one, but as I was doing my little ending spiel, I bit my tongue. It's hard. It hurt.
Jagoo, Tim, Jagoo. It's Haley's Comet, the Boston sideshow freak, calling up.
Hello.
I'm calling on behalf of the short attention span community. We wanted to... Ooh, shiny thing.
All right. It's gone. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
I recycle my own semen.
Vote for us a podcast, Allie. If you haven't voted in the month of May, do so right now. It's a new month. I haven't really mentioned this, but very important. There's a link on the show notes. Just click it. Vote for DV. Get us in the top 10. Subscribe via iTunes. If you're not a sideshow member, sign up right now. And we will be back tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take it. Easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it easy. You acted surprised and I just rolled my eyes. It's gonna be alright. Just so we're straight and you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession.
Space Age guns, Space Age funds, laser beams, laser beams.